Today on the show, we're going to catch up on some Disney news and rumors. This is Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 365. So now you have an episode for every day of the year, except leap year. That'll be next week.
That's right.
I'm your host this week. My name is Adam, and I am joined, as always, by John.
Nice work, pal.
Nice work, pal.
I feel like I've used that one before, but I can't remember. It's probably been a minute.
Yeah. I mean, out of 365, how can you remember how many of these you've done?
Maybe I should do a different one. Oh, you and your progress. The paint mixer of yours just sloshed paint across my rumpus room.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know which one that one would be?
That was Carousel of Progress, but are you...
Sorry.
Are you wearing a new t-shirt that says, My Food Rocks? New apron?
Hey, I could give you a line from Food Rocks, too, if I think about it.
Yeah, you probably could. Anyway, that's for next week on 366.
That is like the least best thing, I guess, that has been in that particular spot. Maybe we should do a show about that. Did we do one similar one time before? What's the best thing that's been in a certain area? For instance, the space that I'm talking about was originally Kitchen Cabaret.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Then it became Food Rocks. Then it became Soarin' 1.0.
Yeah, and then
and now it's Soarin'
2.0. Around the world.
I was like, which of those four are which ranks where, right?
Gosh, hard to say.
Or, you know, the rankings thing we discussed, if we can ever get everybody back on, that would be a good one to do because apparently I think there's a lot of things that have changed. Like, I think my park order has probably changed as far as my rankings go, too, compared to the last time
I did
them.
We're just going to have to bring out a whole slew of topics next time we actually get everybody on when the stars align.
Here's what we'll do. Well, in the meantime, what you and I will do anyway.
Yeah.
Every topic we come up of, we'll put it down, and then you'll have it on like one of those wheel of death type things.
Yes.
And then we'll just spin it.
Wheel of death. Why does it have to be a wheel of death?
I don't know. It's just the first thing that came to mind.
All right.
Or what was it?
Wheel of mythicality.
I don't know. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Okay.
Wheel of morality. Turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it.
Anybody remember that one?
No, I don't really remember that one. What was that one from?
Animaniacs.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Like what skit? Like, was it one of the regular
It was
skits?
At the end of every episode.
Was they it
would
really?
Do that. Yeah, at the end of every episode, they would do that, and then they would have some like weird saying at the end.
So it was kind of like their, that's one bad hat, Harry, or...
Kind of. Well, it was longer. I mean, it was different every... Yeah, I mean, right.
You know what I mean.
It was different. Yeah, I know what you mean. Tag or, at the end.
Tag at the end, yeah. Or arg. Erg.
Yeah.
That's the other one I think of.
Erg.
And if you never watched Angel or Buffy, you don't get that one. Actually, I think it was just Buffy that had it. Anyway, go ahead.
So there's some news to talk about. We'll get into that. We probably will finish this trip that was, I don't know, two weeks ago now. Yeah. If I remember them. Yeah, I don't.
Can't you remember?
I wrote them down in my diary so you wouldn't have to remember.
Yeah, I really need to make it a habit of marking down some of these things myself. I think I've tried to at times, but
yeah.
I never really follow through completely. I really need to.
Well, we had a relaxing like I talked last week about this trip of 14 at times, and then 11 at times trip. And then afterwards, Jason came down and we did 4th of July weekend. That was relaxing. We didn't really, I think we did like one ride a day, if that, on some of the days.
It's kind of like how my trip report went, only that wasn't on purpose. Right.
Yeah. No, but you know, we did different things. We'll get into that, I mean, next time he's on, but.
We're just going to have fun this episode, right? That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, let's just shoot the breeze.
Let's just open it up. Let's do a shoot. A shoot.
Okay. Speaking of, I don't know how to segue into this, the removal of an icon this week.
Ah, yes.
This is kind of the biggest story of the week. I'm leading with the big story.
We should have a moment of silence.
Yes.
For this icon.
It is.
Yes.
But this leads to another topic that we could talk about. We were talking about.
Oh, Okay.
Well, let's talk about it first. Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Yes. Sign or like promotion for the Tower of Terror.
Or like promotion of, yeah.
Yes. On World Drive has been demolished. It was 1:30 in the morning on July 14th, was it? 13th? Whatever day it was.
I think it was actually the 14th, yes. Because yeah, 14th, I think it was
early in the morning.
Yeah. Early morning, 14th, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so I don't know who was out there photographing this, but there's lots of pictures of it. I guess people just showed up and took pictures.
Well,
I don't know how they know this stuff.
Well, whenever they saw the story about the signs, days were numbered, they probably figured it would be that night.
They just camped out, right.
Because I think it was earlier that day that they had discussed it going away or something like that.
Yeah. Well, so, they haven't, like, it's not been working. Like, it used to move. Like, I'm sure it's people right. who have been there in the last few years never knew that it moved.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it used to shake, like, back and forth a little elevator with these kids in it, looks like children riding it. That's what it looks like. Terrorizing children on Christmas? No. Anyway.
So
it's another reference.
So that if it was children in there, so what they're doing is they're having children in a shaky elevator falling from 13 stories.
Falling outside yes. of the building.
No wonder. I'm surprised this advertisement made it this long.
So it means that the ride broke down and these kids are falling out of the building.
To their death. They're plummeting yes. to their death.
Because even the top had, like, the cables were snapped on the outside of it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
has yeah. that been, like, the longest running promotion that That's they've had out there, I guess? Promotional material?
Could have been.
I mean, it's been out there forever. Because Tower of Terror opened in, like, what, 94?
Yeah, 94, yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing this billboard in 97 when we were there, so it had to yeah. be before, somewhere between 94 and 7.
Yeah, I imagine it probably went up not long after it was open or right when yeah. it was open.
Probably by 95 at the latest.
It was yeah, like, yeah. I'm gonna say it's been up going on 27 years. We'll say yeah, that.
At least. So sad to see it go. I mean, I actually am, because I have memories, of course, of the line I just quoted earlier. Seeing it, I say it literally every time we drive by, and everyone
do you looks say at it out loud?
Like I'm, yeah, I do. And everyone looks at me like, "What? Why are you saying that?"
But do they recognize that you said it the time before and the time before that? And the time?
Probably. Actually, probably not. But it's an inside joke for us.
Yes, but it really is. Do you say the dolphin one, too?
I don't say that one every time, but I think I guess I have to now, because what else am I going to say?
Yeah, that's the next one you're going to have to go to.
The Chinese theater.
Dolphin.
God, John, you don't have to yell. Yeah.
For those of you, it's kind of inside, but what it is one of our family vacation videos from way back when.
Yeah.
This line can be heard in it. Maybe one day I'll share it with you all.
We used to rewatch them religiously as kids. Like, we'd watch yeah. them all the time, so that's how we remember all this stuff from
yeah.
watching them over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad when you say it like that, but yeah.
It is, but we did. I mean, we watched them a lot and quoted lines from it.
Yeah, I mean, I might consider putting that out there. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of now. That's when I was like 15. I was kind of jerkish when I was 15.
Well, now that this is a story in the news, you should post the picture of that, of you saying it was a sign or like promotion for the time.
Yeah, it was the very first time we had it on video.
Yeah. So that would be good. May 7th, 1997. Right?
Oh, was that the exact date?
I think so.
Okay.
Because the timestamp is on the video.
It is. That's right. It is on the video. That's right.
So I'm pretty sure I could be wrong, but I think it was. Anyway.
You know, as yeah. I did videos later, I kind of didn't put the timestamp on there because there was a part of me that was annoyed by it. But now that I kind of wish I had left them on there with some of my other videos, just because it would have let me know what time of day and everything that certain things were going on. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's some advantage, and then sometimes it's like you don't want it on there because it's like watermark essentially on the on the video. But anyway, it's been destroyed, so that's what made me think, like, what other landmarks? Because I know there was like a test track one at some point. It was near like the Epcot monorail.
Yes, the test track one was there, but it got replaced with the Mission Space
right, one. Which is another one that everyone thought was a good one. Mm-hmm. But, of course, Mission Space wasn't, like, that popular.
What is there now? Is anything there?
I can't think of it. I don't think anything is there in that particular spot.
You know why I don't remember what's right there? It's because it's very rare that I go all the way down because I'm used to staying at some place like Coronado or Caribbean now. It used to always be straight to the Poly.
Yeah. So yeah, that's right.
I would always pass that.
And back in the day, you would have to stay in the far right lane just to get to the Poly. But now you get that flyover ramp on the left.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And the last time I stayed at Poly, I came in from the back way, so I still didn't see it. So. Yeah. There you go. That's why I don't remember. That's why I don't know what's there right now.
Right. I wonder how many people followed the dumpsters that they hauled this away on to see if they could get a scrap of the sign or something.
The dumpsters they hauled what?
The Tower of Terror sign. Because I see that they loaded stuff in like these big dumpster trucks or something.
Heck, there was probably somebody that was up there trying to sneak up, like sneak in to grab something.
Right. As a memento. That's what I'm thinking. Right. Or they would follow it to a scrapyard and see if they could steal a piece, but
we've had to go look on eBay and see.
They should have at least saved the elevator full of dying children and sold that somewhere.
Dying children?
Well, okay. They look like they were plummeting to their deaths.
Okay, we don't really know that, folks. Just
I mean, but do you see the close up of it where the kids are like their hair straight up and they're like screaming and they look like they're like melting? They actually, you know how that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark where they're melting?
I knew you were going there.
Yeah, that's what they look like.
Actually, they look way better than that because that was an awful CGI or special.
Oh, for 1981, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty awful special effects overall.
You mean that time lapse of where they basically put a heat gun on the wax face and then time lapsed it?
When you go and look at it now, people are going to be like, what?
Yeah. And his glasses like fall in a weird way that...
I think it was it was probably like, what was it? It was like claymation or something.
Yeah, it was time lapse. Yeah, they did time lapse. So, yeah, stop motion, essentially.
Yeah, stop motion.
But it made me think of other things like Eiffel Tower had to go because of Toy Story Land.
Right, that was a big one used to see coming down World Drive. Driving up,
yeah. Back in the day, it used to always be, what monorail are you going to spot first? Is on the Epcot line, most likely.
And now it's like, hey, there's the naked spires of Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
There's the backside.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you see.
Actually, you can't see that from World Drive, but you can see it from a lot of places.
Well, you can see it from World Drive, yeah.
Can you?
You can. Okay. You have to look through the trees, but you can definitely see it.
Gotcha.
And you can see Slinky Dog there, too. Parts of Slinky Dog, yeah. Hmm. You got to kind of look through the trees, but you can see it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you just go to one of the many towers that they have on property now, you can see pretty much everything.
Yep.
Whether it be the Grandestino Tower, whether it be the
Everest,
Riviera,
yep.
Probably the top of the Swan Reserve.
Yeah.
Contemporary. And coming soon, you can see things from the top of the, whatever they call the Polynesian Tower.
Yep. Yeah. It'll be cool to see the dolphin from there, from the Polynesian. Anyway.
Dolphin.
Yep. That's the icon that, the only one left on.
That's the one that remains.
Oh, well. All right. Well, I guess we got all we could get out of that story.
Yes. We milked it.
Food and Wine Festival started at Epcot already.
I'm shocked. It
is July, so time for food and wine and almost Halloween season, so.
You know, this gives me an opportunity for a rant.
Okay. Go for it.
Once upon a time, Food and Wine Festival was the first and only festival at Epcot that I recall.
Right.
Well, I don't know. They did Flower and Garden. It wasn't really a festival. Well, it didn't include any food or any wine in the Flower and Garden. But the Flower and Garden, literally, that's what it included, was just landscaping, showing off landscaping, different types of landscaping. But, okay, so it started in, what, like late September, early October, ran through. It only lasted like a month and a half or something like that, like 2 months.
Yep.
So it was special, right? They put it in that time period, time of the year, because they were trying to draw folks to Epcot in particular.
Yeah.
And that was the whole purpose of it. But now there's literally nothing special about any of the festivals because there's constantly going on. They changed the food up, yes, or they changed some of the surroundings up, but it's no longer special. It's like every time you go, there's a festival. I mean, it's not special anymore.
Yeah. I mean, they're, again, maximizing revenue as much as they can, so that's why they stretched it out
if they take away what makes it special, is it really going to maximize revenue in the long run? It's like you're beating a dead horse.
Yeah, not in the long run. In the short term.
Well, maybe. But it's like they're beating a dead horse now. Yeah. Kind of like they do with Star Wars or Marvel or anything else.
So I was trying to find the inaugural, but the... So like you were saying, the first one in 1996, or I thought it was 95, but the only one I can find is 96. The dates were September 28th through October 27th.
Yeah.
So it was literally a month.
Barely a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 97, it got extended, well, it was actually got shifted October 25th to November 23rd. I'm trying to see when it actually got the longest. Looks like by 2004, it was October 1st through November 14th. By 2010, it was still the same. 2016, it was September 14th through November 14th. And then 2017, it was August 31st through November 13th. And then on, it got longer and longer. So really, the last 5 years.
I could have swore, yeah, maybe so, because I could have swore I was there the week of my birthday, and I think either catching the last day, probably in 11, it was either 2010 or 2011.
Yeah, so it was through November 13th in 11.
So like I was saying, I caught the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Like at the beginning of your trip, it was a birthday trip.
Yeah, I think maybe the last day was my first day there. The last day of it was my first day there. Right. But
yeah. Wow. Yeah, the dates just keep getting longer and longer.
So I guess it gives more people an opportunity to experience it this way if it's over more months. Maybe that's the thinking.
Right.
But again, it doesn't draw them there during a certain time period anymore, but maybe they don't need it anymore.
Yeah, I think that's what they think right now. They don't need it.
I mean, because once upon a time, they needed something to draw people there in the fall because it was slower.
Right, they needed the September-October boost, yeah.
Now you've got food and wine, and you've got the Halloween party. Yeah, so, I mean, you've got a lot of things that attract people there during that time of year.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of school districts that have a fall break now, and so people show up at different weeks during September-October.
And see, what used to be the appeal for someone like myself was the fact that it was not popular in, say, September. It was slow. That used to be the appeal, but there is no such thing as a true, like, slow prediction anymore. Like, you just have to get lucky.
Yeah.
If it's slow.
It's like a week here, a week there, instead of like a month or two of being slow. It's like.
Like, I didn't think that time we went in July in 2009 was really all that bad crowd-wise. I didn't think it was.
I don't recall it. Yeah. I remember we rode, that night at Epcot, there was like a. Resort guest hours. What do they call it back then?
Yeah, extra magic hours.
Okay, it still was. Okay.
Yeah.
And I felt like we rode Test Track more than once.
I don't know. I know we rode it near the end of the night.
Or was it Mission Space we rode a couple of times? I forgot. We rode something more than once.
Yeah. I doubt it was Mission Space because I don't even think even then I could handle Mission Space back to back.
I feel like we did ride it. I don't know.
Maybe did. That was your first time riding it.
It may have been.
That was your first time.
Yeah. It definitely was. I don't remember. Did we ride it and then ride it? Maybe we just... Anyway, I just remember it not being busy that night.
I remember we rode Test Track near the end of the advertised hours, whether it was Extra Magic or what have you, because we walked back toward Boardwalk where we were staying, and it was like World Showcase was like dead. Like
it was totally empty. There was nobody left, yeah.
Because, it was still open to get out, I guess, but there was nothing open in World Showcase because the only thing that stayed open for the Extra Magic Hours was the certain attractions in
Future World.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was nothing open back then. Yeah. Well, they didn't have anything except Maelstrom, and they didn't stay open.
Because, the Extra Magic Hours was originally called E-Ride, and so there were E-Ticket attractions that were open. And they kind of kept with that e-ticket theme, even when they called it Extra Magic Hours, because it was usually the most popular rides that remained open for those hours.
They would shut down other ones.
Yeah. Like, say, at Epcot where we were, I'm pretty sure things like...
The land would be closed because it was dark. They never used to...
Well, everything but Soarin', probably.
Right. Over that way, yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure they probably... Yeah, they probably, Living with the Lamb was probably closed, as well as Circle of Life. I'm pretty sure Circle of Life had been closed probably for a long time.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, stuff like that was already closed.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Nostalgia and Rant Day, apparently.
It is, yeah. What we're doing. Well, there's some new Tiana merch at Food and Wine Festival I was going to mention. I saw that. They're including more of her, which is good, and also Remy, of course. I saw some pass holder exclusive stuff with Remy on it. And, you know, the food, we'll get to that at some point. I know the Eat to the Beat had its full lineup. I was looking through that earlier to see if there was anything added that
we already made me. Not, because we already announced that, I think.
Yeah, we had talked about it, but there was not, there was a few, like, I know, I remember we talked about Hoobastank being on there.
Right.
And some of the usuals. Yeah, I'm looking through. Newsboys are on there? That's interesting.
I don't remember them being on there when we first said it, so.
Yeah, Newsboys. That's interesting. I wonder if Tate's still with them. Is he still with them?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so that'll be interesting. That's in October.
What day is? What? Oh, it's in October. Didn't say.
October give us 16th and 17th.
16th and 17th, okay.
Billy Ocean, Ray Parker Jr.,
Now, Ray Parker Jr. we didn't mention last time. I'm pretty sure I remember that.
Yeah, it says he's new. Boys to Men, we talked about that.
What is Ray Parker Jr. going to sing besides Ghostbusters? I mean, what other songs does he have? I don't even know.
Yeah, maybe he'll just do that over and over. People still show up. Hanson? Remember when they were like the biggest thing in the world?
You know, they have a tour now, and I'm thinking, I was like, okay, I guess, yeah, that makes sense. That's, the 90s is now far enough removed that a lot of 90s bands are getting their own, like, they can just tour for a living if they want to now with their old songs, you know,
yeah,
type deal.
Kenny G, that would be interesting. That'll draw the old crowd.
That's with the horn.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is happening right now. Sugar Ray is also a regular. I saw him there, like, at Magic Kingdom one day. Just
Him?
Yeah,
oh,
I saw him, yeah.
Wait a minute. Sugar Ray is the name of the band, though. What's his name again?
Yeah, I can't.
What can I think of it?
I keep thinking of what I love the 90s, 80s.
Right, because he was on there a lot.
I can't think of his name either. Someone's shouting it at us as we're saying this.
What was the one of the main guys on there that was always the funniest? Hal Sparks?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Michael Black, was it?
Oh, yeah, Michael Black. One of the, he used to be on the State way back in the day, along with a lot of people that ended up being on Reno 911 was also on the State.
That's kind of driving me nuts.
If you remember the State, you may not remember the State. It was a sketch comedy show that was on MTV in the mid-90s.
Oh, okay. No, I don't remember.
Early to mid-90s.
Mark McGrath.
Yes, that's his name.
Yeah. Yeah. So I saw him outside of Magic Carpets of Aladdin. He was just hanging out.
Oh, cool.
He was there.
Did he have a lot of people coming up to him, or did they just not recognize him?
Nobody had recognized him at that point. Yeah. But he was he had a hat and sunglasses and... But it was pretty obvious it was him. He was waiting on, I guess, his family to get off the ride. He was just kind of waiting outside. All right, well, let's move on with the news here. Center Street is being refurbished at Magic Kingdom. So I guess if you wanted to get your portrait thing done, what do they call that? Isn't that where they do, like, the self-portraits, the face...
I know what you're talking about. Portraits. I cannot think of it now to save my life. Whereas it looks like a drawn portrait, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Center Street. I don't know. That's really the only... Why else would you go... I mean, they need to do something with it, right?
Well, it's a refurbishment. It's not a demolished. I mean, if they're going to bring it back...
I know, but nobody goes in there. Like, there's no reason to go in there.
Think they're going to put an attraction in there?
Yeah, they should. Make it Edison Square, like back in the original Disneyland.
They have no rides in Main Street, but I think that's on purpose.
Oh, I mean, you don't think the trolley is a ride? Main Street vehicles?
Okay, I'm sorry. Those they don't have like a major draw in Main Street on purpose.
Well, yeah, it's just to get people in and out.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be what Walt intended it to be too.
The weenie was the castle, so they don't want you. They want you going to the castle, not to hang out on Main Street.
Yeah, Main Street was kind of just like it was Marceline. A walk
through
right?
Nostalgia. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's for the old folks of the day.
I like Main Street. I still love the music. I don't love Starbucks. I wish it was still Main Street Bakery, but
yeah, you know. I think it's too small of a not. I wouldn't say small scale, but I think everything's too small these days. Like. I hate Main Street in the sense that if you have a stroller or if you're trying to get out or in, it is ridiculous at park close or something.
That has more to do with the amount of people that are going now compared to...
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Other than that, it's a perfect entrance because it funnels people in toward the
it's
hub.
It's gorgeous. I love it. I love the music, like you said. But the one at Disneyland Paris, though, has the arcade where you can go behind the buildings and walk. So it makes guest flow so much better.
Well, they have that one area that they only open up sometimes, like for parties and stuff.
Which is basically just backstage, which kind of runs. Hey,
they've at least themed it now, although once upon a time it was literally backstage.
Sort of.
I have video.
Yeah.
It was like, what do you want to call it? Stage lights or whatever and buildings. And they're like now it's at least like got an official walkway. That they take you down for things like Not So Scary and things like that. So,
well, I'll spoil part of the extended trip report thing that we haven't gotten to. On 4th of July, remember, I think you were messaging us where we were all talking about. We went in to ride Space Mountain, and then we left like minutes before the fireworks. So as soon as we got out of Space Mountain, we noticed that between like Carousel of Progress and Buzz Lightyear, they had that open. So we walked out that way to avoid the crowd. So we left back. That was really backstage at that point. We were like walking in that parking lot, that cast member parking lot, and the break area for cast members. We actually saw some cast members just sort of standing around in their different uniforms, like different. You know, they weren't from Tomorrowland, but back there, because that's a break area over there. Anyway, so. Yeah, we came out that way, and then we joined into the back street, whatever you want to call it. Back street, back, all right, of Main Street.
You were a couple of back street boys?
Yeah, we were the back street boys because we stayed back there. Anyway.
When you mentioned Space Mountain, it made me think, as of, what, it's like it's just a couple of weeks away now, maybe 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
August the 7th, I think it is, 7th or 8th, the, what was it, the one... individual lightning lane per park is set to expire.
Right. Ugh, I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope they just extend that indefinitely.
I kind of agree with you. I mean, I think that would be better, but it's set to expire, so unless they change something, I feel like I'm doing a session of Congress. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's set to expire unless they come up with a bill
between now and then. Yeah.
It's going to go back to the way it was.
Right.
They're going to furlough the government employees.
Exactly, right.
I agree with you in the sense, but I know that they're probably going to want to go back to the individual with two, especially adding Guardians.
Right. Well, you can already do it now, right? You can already buy it.
Right, right. It's the individual now. But
what would they put Ratatouille back on there?
I think they would put Ratatouille back on, yes.
Ratatouille?
Because I think they still feel like that one has some value with it being the next newest one.
Right.
Although, there's a case to be made for Frozen.
Yeah, I would agree. I would much rather use it for Frozen than Ratatouille. But
yeah, there's a case to be made if they do it. Like, if you were going to, like, test track add another one back, if you were going to do it, which would it be?
Test Track.
For each part.
I would put Test Track on there with Guardians.
Just because of the wait times?
Yeah, just because of the wait times. But I think Test Track, too many people would probably, well, I mean, that's what you want, right? Too many people buying it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say Test Track would be my choice.
Okay.
But I think they're just going with the newest, which doesn't make sense to me.
So, all right, so you established you would change Epcot. What about Animal Kingdom? Before it was Flight of
it
Passage
was Everest,
and Everest,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would make it the Safari. I've said that from day one. I think it should have been Safari. Yeah.
Everest never really made sense for it being on individual, personally. I bet that was like the least profitable individual lightning lane.
Probably. Because it has high capacity. It's in the back of the park. Not everybody gets back there. And it has very low waits in the morning, in the evening, during the afternoon sometimes. line moves quickly. You don't need it.
You know, that's weird. You know, we had talked about not too long ago about Rock and Roller Coaster and how it's had so much downtime.
Yeah.
But yet Everest is really, I mean, it's been super reliable. I mean, because they haven't even put it down for refurbishment hardly since it's opened.
Well, it was a long refurbishment this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Up until then, it had not really been down for any length of time.
Well, the day, like I said, the day I was planning this trip for 14, it was down, or 10, I guess.
Yeah.
It was down all morning.
It's almost like it was reliable until they refurbished it, and now it's just as reliable as the others.
Yeah.
I bet it's a computer upgrade, because you know how it's always when there's an upgrade, like, it usually sucks when it first rolls out?
Yeah,
I bet that's what it is. They upgraded some sort of system.
Well, speaking of something needing an upgrade, Splash Mountain. We didn't finish the Lightning Lane thing, but it just...
No, that's fine. I think the other ones kind of speak for themselves. Although Space was pretty obvious it's going to go back on.
I guess, but... God, I can't... They just need to hurry up and open Tron and make Tron the one.
And then what was it at Hollywood? It's obviously Rise and...
I thought it was Runaway Railway, wasn't it?
I think they should change that one to Slinky. Just my personal feeling.
I mean, they should, but I'm glad that they don't. Because, well, I don't know. Slinky, people booked that one up early.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like Slinky's wait times, like, it would help balance out Rise and Slinky's wait times.
It probably would, yeah.
Yeah.
So it would make sense to go by popularity versus the newest. I don't know why they went by that criteria.
Right.
Anyway, make it Star Tours. Make Star Tours pay by...
You mean their most reliable attraction?
Yeah, the most reliable and always has the shortest wait, except for Muppet Vision 3D. But
yeah, except for Muppet Vision, yeah.
Anyway, so Splash Mountain, another log sank in the middle of the ride, looks like. Oh. So this is the second time this happened in the last few months, or is it? Or maybe it wasn't that long ago where another boat had sunk.
Right. So what was the reason? Do you have that handy?
I don't know. There is a video though that shows people trying to get out that went on TikTok.
See, the funny thing is in this day and age that we live, like, people are wanting something to go wrong so they can video it. But they'd be like, "All right, my log's sinking."
Yeah.
You know. But
right.
How many has it been? It's been like 3 recently. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I know at least 2 have sunk. I know another incident where somebody like stuck their foot out or something, and I forgot why. Are they just trying to get through? And are they going to change the boats? And so they're just like, "Hey, let's just get as much as we can out of these." I don't know why. Is it maybe just taking on water from, you know, maybe weight distribution is not. And then it just sinks.
Water.
Right, exactly. That's another old reference we're throwing in there.
The ride's been around for 30 years. I mean, in Magic Kingdom, it's been around 30 years.
Right.
If we're going to go back from when it was originally started, it'd be longer. But no, it's still. It was 1992 whenever it opened.
Yep.
At
Magic Kingdom, yeah.
I forgot, what was the date that it opened in 1992? Because I know that we went in 92, but it was not open yet.
Yeah, I think, didn't we go in like June? So,
but it was almost complete, though. Like, they were testing it. It was almost complete.
October 2nd, 92, it says. It opened. It actually opened first in Tokyo Disneyland. Look at there. Interesting. It even opened a day late at Magic Kingdom.
A day late.
Yeah.
Back when they could get away with such things. It would be a news story now.
It says here in Tokyo Disneyland, it opened October 1st, 92, and Magic Kingdom October 2nd, 92. Hmm. So there you have it. This is actually the newest version of Splash Mountain is at Magic Kingdom.
Well, the one in Japan, right, would be the exact replica.
Well, that's what I know, but I'm just saying. It opened a day earlier, so technically the one at Magic Kingdom is the newest.
Because as we know, Tokyo always takes what's the best.
Right. But theirs is slightly different than the Magic Kingdom one. It kind of goes the opposite direction, doesn't it? It's like a mirror image of the Magic Kingdom one, I think. Anyway, either way, a lot of maintenance issues, as we've noted before. Is it just that social media makes us more aware of these issues?
Partially.
Or is it their cutbacks and maintenance area?
There are some things that are happening, especially more recently as compared to maybe a few years ago, but we definitely know more about these things than we would have 30 years ago, obviously. 30 years ago, there would be times when we would like show up at Disney World and there would be something new that we never even knew about, you know? Yeah. So I kind of miss having that mystique a little bit to it.
Yeah.
Or not being able to see something until I actually ride it type deal. Sometimes I miss a little bit of that. Sometimes not so much.
Yeah. Well, speaking of maintenance issues too, what about this one about the Carnotaurus?
Oh, yeah. I've seen some pretty rough stuff on Dinosaur here recently. It's like nothing works.
It's got a big net over its head.
Yeah, and that's the scene where you'd get your picture taken, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
It looks like it. So, do they just not take your picture? Or you get like a picture with a net in front of it? Like,
that's not the only one that's not working. There's actually lots of stuff in there that's not working.
Yeah.
The other one that's really noticeable is the part, the scene where he runs after you.
Right.
Like, I think that one's been down a lot, though. I think it's almost like the Brer Rabbit. And it's almost like the jumping Brer Rabbit now.
Right, it barely works. Yeah, I wonder, are they just waiting this out before they change it to Indiana Jones Land and
I really hope that rumor or whatever that people have been trying to make up is not true, not only because, here's my reasons.
Yeah.
They have a big enough problem with another park as far as continuity goes. I don't want that to come to Animal Kingdom as well. At least Animal Kingdom is consistent at the moment, okay? It has some consistency. I mean, at the very least, when they added Pandora, it had something to do with a similar subject, right?
Yeah.
Had something to do with taking care of the planet, so to speak.
Yeah, conservation and things like that. Yeah.
Yes, is the message there. But adding Indiana Jones to Animal Kingdom, I mean, seriously.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate. He was named after the dog. That's an animal, Indiana Jones.
Talk about a stretch.
So, right. So you have like a dog area where you can, you know, pet dogs, adopt a pet if you like. That'll be part of it. In the first one, there was the monkey. Remember that monkey that followed around and ate the bad dates? So you could go in this land and have dates. It's a date. You eat them, you know. You could have chilled monkey brains at a restaurant here. I mean, think about all you could do with an Indiana Jones land.
Right. So. Yes, yeah, so people will be lining up to have chilled monkey brains.
In a souvenir monkey head cup.
I'm going to say fresh souvenir monkey brains, too, because they have monkeys in Animal Kingdom. No, anyway.
Yes. No, but it would be a souvenir cup. You pull the top of the head off. You have your, like, red sorbet out of it, and there you have it.
I kind of hate the idea. You know, it sounds, now that you've mentioned Dinosaur and a possible change in there, which I really hope they don't change me personally, but Primeval World,
mm-hmm.
I saw something and I can't remember what it was. I may have to get my stuff together for a future show, but there was something else that was originally where Primeval World was, but it was like way too elaborate and they ended up going with like
an off-the-shelf crappy ride.
Yes, an affordable ride.
That nobody liked. Yeah.
I have to look it up again, but yeah, that was an interesting story. I'll have to bring that to the table later.
That'll
I think.
Be good. I didn't even talk about snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? You could have a whole snake exhibit. Yeah.
Very dangerous.
You go first.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what you have to say. So yeah, think of all the animal possibilities you have with Indiana Jones. You could have a whole like area where you walk through and step on bugs.
Like, it'd definitely be devoted to snakes.
Insects. You have an insect area.
Yeah. You could have it devoted to all the creepy things.
Yeah.
There's a snake in the plane, Jock.
Right. That's just my bad snake, Reggie.
Okay.
Show a little backbone, huh?
Okay, so what else? He had snakes in the first one. He had bugs.
Snakes on a plane.
Doom.
Yeah, bugs.
Snakes on the plane.
There was a snake on the plane, Jock.
That's true. Bugs, really, in Temple, right? And something,
rats.
Is there anything else?
Rats
in the Crusade.
Rats. And they had monkeys that you could swing from in Crystal Skull.
You want to talk about the jump the shark moment?
They also had
Skull.
Those ants, didn't they? Wasn't it like ants that ate people? Or they?
Yes, it was ridiculous, too.
Fire ants that ate people?
I've always made the comment that I was kind of okay with that movie up until It's like the moment that made it go all downhill was when Shia LaBeouf starts swinging from the vines with the monkeys. Right. And then I was just like, oh, okay.
Or when she drove off the cliff into a tree and it, like, magically landed them softly on the ground. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Didn't that happen after? After that moment?
Yeah, it was after. Yeah.
Yeah, see? So everything from that moment on just went, like, into La La Land. Yeah. I mean,
it's like they stopped caring after that.
Yeah.
They were just like,
let's just see how outrageous we can be from here on.
Yeah. It's like, hey, they're going to watch this movie. It's going to make $500 million at least.
Because even the ants were outrageous. Even for Indiana Jones.
Yeah. I mean, that was ripped off from The Mummy.
Yeah.
The scarabs. Anyway. Animals. Like
getting
I said.
Way off topic.
But no, the topic is it fits at Animal Kingdom. Totally fits. Ugh.
Okay, that is wrong and ridiculous.
It totally fits. I think they should do it.
To steal a line from Mr. Belding.
Yeah. Wow, that's... Man, you are really going back.
This is a nostalgia episode.
It says.
No, that is wrong and ridiculous.
Wow.
I guess you don't remember. You remember that one?
I remember Saved by the Bell, but I don't remember that particular reference.
Do you remember the... What was it? The Knowledge Bowl, I guess it was?
Probably. Episode? Yes, I'm sure I do. Yeah. We lost everybody already. They moved on to...
Our entire listening audience is not listening.
They're anymore. Like, is Smartless new episode out yet?
Is this a move. Disney podcast?
Oh. Right. Let's move on. The Odyssey is now the Brew Wing for Food and Wine Festival. They finally reopened it. And it's basically, they completely removed the Epcot... What was that thing called? The Epcot Experience?
Yes, that's what it was called. Yes.
Which was pretty... cool until they had to cut everything back, and they're like, nothing's happening at Epcot, so might as well close this show.
With the name Brew Wing, does that mean it has beer and wings?
Yes, it does.
So they're essentially like the average, like any place where you go to hang out to drink. I mean, that has beer and wings. Yeah. I mean, do you know the chicken wing, like wings, has really only been around since like the 80s? It's hard to believe. It seems like it's always been, but it's only been around. Same thing with like a wrap. I think it's only been around since like the 80s too.
Oh, I thought you meant like rap.
No, not that wrap. Like a wrap, like a food, like a wrap, like a turkey wrap or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, well, that really got popular in the 80s, but I mean, it's probably been around longer than that. Oh, man.
Do you remember which song gets credited for being the first rap song quite frequently?
No. What?
The song Rapture by Blondie.
Oh, really? Okay. Because it has rap in the name?
I don't know if it truly is. No, because she actually raps in it. But in reality, that was just like a mainstream thing. But she wasn't really the first.
No.
She was the first to bring it to mainstream, I think, technically.
Okay. Here's another story I wanted to mention before I forget. There's an Imagineering saying they filed a construction permit for the Play Pavilion, and it shows the expiration date of the permit is December 31st, 2024.
I thought that plan was scrapped for the time being.
I thought it was too, but I think that they're probably, and again, we're D23 is coming up. They are going to announce some stuff, I imagine, right? So it'll be interesting.
How are they going to pay for said stuff?
Good question. Meaning this is going to be incredibly scaled back, and there's going to be like you walk in and there's like a Nintendo Switch with a
I really hope screen. That's not the case.
That's
Although,
it.
It's funny you should mention Nintendo because 2024 is when...
It wouldn't be Universal. Nintendo then, would it?
No, yeah, but it's when Universal is supposed to open their new Epic Universe, right?
Right, yeah.
I think 2024 was the latest I saw.
Yeah.
Maybe so 2025. Anyway, it's in the same area, right?
Right.
So would Disney consider maybe getting with another gaming system to combat, I guess, that in a way?
Yeah.
Of course, what other gaming system has as popular, like memorable characters? I mean, that's still in existence. I already tried the thing with Sega. Sega went under.
Yep.
Although the Sega characters are still popular.
You mean it's like family friendly?
I guess.
I mean, Sonic, right, Sega, yeah. That'd be the only other one.
He just had two successful movies. Maybe they're going to try to move in on that. Of course, who produced those movies? Was it Paramount?
Yeah, Paramount.
Yeah. It could potentially be up for grabs, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Supposedly Jim Carrey's last movie, Sonic 2.
He hinted at it.
That's what he said. He said he's retiring.
Unless he said, yeah, but he also said unless a really, really good script comes along.
Yeah. Anyway.
Do you want to talk about a couple of things on the West Coast that are going away?
Sure.
Do you remember?
Oh, yes. You mean the Main Street Electrical Parade and the Disneyland Forever?
Mm-hmm. So what do we think that leaves the open the possibility of the Main Street Electrical Parade moving back east? Because, you know, it's gone back and forth over the years.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would like it, actually, if it came back.
I wouldn't hate it. I think we've stated before that our favorite, though, is Spectrum Magic.
Yeah.
If they ever plan on doing that one again.
I feel like they destroyed all the Spectrum Magic stuff, but I love Spectrum Magic.
I think the Spectrum Magic music is probably the part that I love the most, but when I got to looking at some of the IP and stuff in it, I'm like, yeah, they'd probably have to update that.
Oh, they would definitely go back and watch it. Yeah.
Because, yeah, that would have to be updated if they brought that back. Whereas Main Street Electrical Parade was kind of, it kind of has that classic Disney, so you don't really have to mess with it now type deal. Even though some of those IP in there was probably fairly new at the time. They had Alice in Wonderland and Pete's Dragon. It kind of did reflect the time period in which it was created.
For sure. Because didn't they try to remake Pete's Dragon, like a newer one, and nobody watched it? So
I do believe so, now that you mention that.
Right. I think they did.
I don't think I've seen it.
It was 5 or 6 years ago. So nobody kid-wise knows. They just think, oh, it's a dragon with lights on it. It's cool. But they don't know the movie. Nobody.
If they did come up with one, I feel like more people may have seen like Lightyear at this point. So,
right. Not a lot of people saw that one either, from what I saw.
Yeah. You know, okay, since I said that, I know that there's been some stuff made up about the content potentially of like the kiss or whatever. But think about this. Okay, let's throw this in there. Did anybody really ask for a Lightyear backstory? I mean, I know it's not the, like high on my list.
Right. As far as like character to explore the, like, this is the real life thing that the toy is based off of, right?
I was like, who really thought that was a good idea? Is all I'm getting at. I'm just saying. Because I know people focus on the one aspect, but I don't think that's it entirely.
No,
I think that did affect some people. I think it's probably a crappy story.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
And the other thing is everyone kept saying, why wouldn't they have Tim Allen do the voice? Because it's still like...
Yeah.
Buzz, you know, it's this character. Like, why? You know, I think that threw some people off too.
I was going to say, you mentioned that. I don't think everybody got it as far as that goes. Because I think, well, wouldn't you have him voice it? Well, because he's not voicing a real person. Right. He was not, I mean, they were trying to separate voicing the toy and the person.
The person, but still.
Which nobody, not everybody got. So, which it also leads to,
yeah,
maybe you shouldn't have done it.
It was just confusing, yeah. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to say, I was never excited to see this movie. I was never like, ooh,
yeah,
this would be one I'd want to see.
Right, it was never on my radar, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a small tidbit on that. Because I had thought about that before, and I was like, we don't really have to bring this up on the show because it's not really a huge story, but since we kind of segued into it.
Yeah. Here's this other thing that keeps coming up in the news about Bob Iger apparently saying that he regrets naming Chapek his successor. Several news outlets picked that one up.
I don't know if I buy that. I mean, what do you think?
I think he probably said something that hinted that way, but people are probably making more of it than what he actually said.
I was going to say, even if he said something like that, that would really just further strengthen my opinion of the guy tried to go out on top.
Yeah.
And, like, didn't want to have anything to do with anything negative regarding the company. I mean, that's kind of what it almost seems like. I was like, not my fault. Yeah. I didn't want to promote him. Well, so like I said, I don't know if I buy that, but it's still, I think he was an opportunist. I really do. I mean, I think he saw, I was like, things are going pretty good right here. I foresee a bad future here.
Yeah.
You take the reins because he still had time left on his contract.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him do anything else that suggests he had a good reason for an early out. Let's put it that way.
Right. And he like you said, he had just decided to stay on till the end of, I thought it was like 2022, wasn't it? Or 20.
It may have
one, been. Maybe? I forgot.
My point being, he didn't have something lined up that would give him a good reason to early out. all I'm saying.
I don't know. Yeah. And he could have, I don't know. He outlasted a lot of the folks that would have, like Tom Staggs, I know was one, there was a couple, there was somebody else. And they just ended up leaving because Bob kept staying on longer and longer. And
right.
He never really had somebody that he was grooming. Or they just didn't wait long enough.
Well, let's be honest. Do we have any evidence that Michael Eisner groomed Bob Iger?
Not at all. And in fact, I mean, even in Iger's book, he was not. Eisner had nothing to do with Iger getting, like, he had no influence.
Well, he didn't
that.
Have any say because they were trying to oust him.
Right, exactly.
But he did hire him, nonetheless. Mm-hmm. He was instrumental in Bob being in the company.
Sure. I don't think it was clear, though, that Bob would be the guy at the time.
No. And nobody, and the thing is, when Iger took the reins, nobody really had any particular expectations regarding him that I can recall. It's not like it was now. It's not like he was the head of parks and resorts and then people saw how he spoke and they were like, eh.
Right.
You know, he didn't have a reputation prior to being named CEO. I mean, well, partially because social media was not a big thing at that time either. Yeah. Did it even exist at that time? It was barely. It might have been MySpace at the time he took over.
Maybe. Something.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
But
true. Just make tomorrow the CEO and everybody will be happy.
Is he ready is the question, though. I know people like him, but there's more to doing a job than just whether you like somebody.
Than just being likable, yeah.
Really? I mean, I got to be honest. Sure even that? Though, I'm pretty sure. though a lot of people give Chapek heat, he has, if you look at how it's turned out, he's weathered the storm. I mean, again, I know that there's a lot of things that people could criticize and justifiably so. Justifiably, not flyably.
No, but justifiable,
right. Justifiably so, but at the same time, he has weathered the storm.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we need to wrap this up, but there's one rumor that I wanted to mention that I saw on here, and that was about Disney considering the afternoon entry window for annual pass holders.
Yeah.
For, I think that would be not park hopping, but.
Right. Like, in other words, on days whenever there might not show any availability, they would give availability to park to APs.
Yeah.
I think that's almost like a lateral move, truthfully. I mean, unless you're a AP holder who lives close enough that you can go on a really regular basis.
Yeah.
That's moot, you know?
Right. So it would be like from 12 to 5, or no, 12 or 5 entry time.
And I assume they're offering it to all levels, right?
Right.
Of annual pass.
Well, that's a good point. They probably wouldn't.
Well, here's the thing. The Incredipass can go anytime they want. No restrictions, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
However, if you're any one of the other levels, yes, you'll be able to pick afternoons, but you're also going to be limited on the days that you can pick.
Right.
Granted, a lot of those are days that most of those pass holders would probably not want to go anyway because of how busy it is. So that may not matter. I mean, it's not a huge perk. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's rumor, I think, at this point anyway.
Yeah, it's just rumor. It doesn't sound like it would really be that helpful.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really that big of a deal one way or the other. I don't see it as one, but I really hate even hearing the rumor on that because it suggests that what they said all along about reservations being here to stay, and reservations I detest with a fiery passion at this point.
Right.
It's taken away a lot of the fun, taken away the spontaneity.
Well, also, park hopping, having to wait until 1:47 p.m. is frustrating because we used to just hop all the time if we felt like it as a AP.
Right.
It was nice.
Having the freedom to go where you wanted to go.
Yeah, but they're all trying to figure out where you're going to be.
Once upon a time, you could show up at the resort and not have a dining reservation and actually get one.
Yeah. Those were the good old days.
Pretty much.
Well, let's end it on that happy note. Let's talk about...
We don't have anything else happy to say?
If you can't say something nice, you know, there's plenty of good.
I'm not 100% sure I'm going to have an opportunity to make use of my annual pass before it expires, and I'm really leaning towards not renewing it.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned that.
Partially because I kind of want to use some of the money I might spend on that on potentially other things, because there are other things I want to do. And I don't know, I might just go back to the once, and I may have mentioned that once a year, once every 2 years, whatever it is, just because I don't know, I'm not really infatuated with how things are being handled. I don't like we just mentioned the reservations. I don't like the park hopping the way it is. I feel like it kind of handcuffs an annual pass holder for what it's truly for.
Not what it was. Like, you had a lot more freedom and now you don't.
Yeah.
But.
Because park hopping, I know it was only part of it, but still. The discounts, you're just about offering people in other capacities the same percentage.
Yeah.
Right? The only thing you're really getting is the merchandise discount, which they went on that too because you're spending money anyway. So.
Speaking of merchandise, we have some of that.
Oh, yes, we do.
Where can people find us?
Well, first, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. And there is a Spreadshirt store, which Adam was kind of referring to as far as merchandise, which we have some TWTM shirts and hats, and there's probably a couple other things that I'm not immediately coming to mind that you can have our logo on. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM podcast. We also have a YouTube channel. More recently, there was a Guardians ride that I did. You can go check that out. You can just search for TWTM podcast.
And you can find links to that and more on our website as well, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. And if you would like some assistance in your next Disney World or cruise vacation, you can email our travel agent friend. Her name is Jill Dilbeck @gmail.com. So, that's her name. So, so, for John, my name is Adam, and this is Traveling with the Mouse, and we shall see you on our next trip.
Our next acid trip.
Our next trip around the world.